For the past 2 years, Randy Voller has been the chairman of the North Carolina Democratic Party. His term has been controversial. Tomorrow, Democratic leaders will elect his replacement. At least four people are running for the job. After a string of election defeats, party infighting, and money troubles, that job won't be an easy one. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Last year was not a good year for North Carolina Democrats. Kay Hagan voted out of office. Republicans held their supermajority in the General Assembly. And the North Carolina Democratic Party was short on cash. So short, some wondered if the party could pay their full-time staff.
We've been making payroll, but I mean, certainly funds are tight.
That's Randy Voller, the outgoing chairman of the state Democratic Party. Voller says finances took a major hit when the General Assembly ended the checkoff program that let North Carolinians designate $3 of their income tax refund to go to the political party of their choice. As for fundraising, Voller says that dried up after the Democrats lost their hold on Raleigh.
You know, we lost control of the legislature. Then we followed up and lost the executive mansion in 2012. So we're in a position that Democrats have not been in before.
That position is nearly broke. While the state Republican Party has just over $151,000 in the bank, documents filed with the State Board of Elections shows the Democrats have just $42,731 in the bank. But Voller says
that figure's incorrect.
He sent over another document showing the state party has a bit over $53,000 in the bank. Voller acknowledges that number is low, but he says not unexpected.
When you're done with an election cycle, you're always depleted because your job is to spend the money on electing Democrats.
But there's the rub for the party. Money has been spent, but not enough Democrats are getting elected. And that's led to a lot of questions internally, says Michael Bitzer, political scientist at Catawba College.
The Democrats are still trying to find what their state is and how to rebuild it.
And how to recover from a rocky 2 years. Voller's predecessor stepped down under pressure after a sexual harassment claim. It was hoped Voller would get the party back on track. But some Democrats thought he was moving the party too far to the left. And there was his hasty firing last year of the party's executive director and his plan to hire controversial civil rights leader Benjamin Chavis to replace him. That move fell apart. There were also questions about how money was being spent. At one point last year, state auditor Beth Wood publicly demanded her $500 contribution to the party be refunded. All this came with a high dose of infighting and doubts about the party's effectiveness. Kay Hagan, the highest-profile Democrat up for election last year, paired with the Wake County Democrats and not the state party for her get-out-the-vote efforts. New leadership is needed to rebuild the party, says Michael Bitzer.
Political parties are made up of factions, and certainly Voller could not kind of reach across within his own party to solidify things and get a coherent message out there.
And the new state chair will have to rethink who they target with that message.
They play well in the urban areas. Where do they go in terms of both the suburbs, and do they try and make any outreach into the rural areas?
Areas currently dominated by Republicans. Randy Voller, the outgoing chair of the Democratic Party, hopes tomorrow's vote will be about who has the best ideas to lead the party forward.
Not talking about childish things about, I like this person, I don't like that person.
Just the kind of bickering that has gone on throughout his tenure. Last year was not a good year for Democrats. Still, in his note to party officials late last month, Voller wrote, "We have no reason to hang our heads, and every reason to play the long game and play to win." For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.